Michelle Ndege Ocello joined us recently for an Apogee studio session in front of an audience of KCRW members. She performed songs from her latest album, Comet Come to Me. Here is Michelle Ndege Ocello live for KCRW.
Watching the rain, I wanna get out. just don't know how. I don't want together. I think I'm always right. You love to tell me that. You choose delusion so you can take them back. One sad song. I think I'm always right. You choose delusion so you can take them back. Truth is, you were right, I was wrong. Your life for me is just one sad song.
Thank you, Kyle. We'll come and see you later.
Something's wrong. You are listening to KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Chris Doritis, and we're getting a live performance for KCRW's Apogee Sessions. So I have a question for you, because I don't think I ever got to... How did you land on the bass? Because was that your first instrument?
Oh, yeah. I mean, really? Just because my brother played the guitar, it allows us to play together. He, you know, we had Chic Records and Brothers Johnson. It just seemed like a natural thing. And my brother's friend left his bass over, and I was just totally, totally into it. But before that, I, like, played, like, some woodwinds, and my dad had a Rhodes, and I just fooled around.
Your dad was a saxophonist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you went to school at Duke Ellington School for the Arts?
Sometimes.
How was your experience at Duke Ellington, by the way?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
It made me really want to do well. You know, made me want to do something with myself. You know?
There was a post on Wikipedia that school.
No.
It's really not that.
No, it was more about being where it was. It was in Georgetown. It was a part of D.C. where they had a lot of art house theaters. I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show. I saw P.I.L. when I was younger. We had the 9:30 Club. It was just a place where, you know, D.C. is a great place, not for politics, but for music. And so that's what, yeah. And also the go-go thing. So it was a good experience just for the fact I could leave school and just be somewhere really cool real quick, you know?
Excellent. you actually sat down with Ann Powers and a couple other...
Yeah,
that was a pretty cool conversation,
yeah,
right?
Sharon Jones. The beautiful singer from Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Yeah.
And the guitar player from Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ann Powers is an NPR critic, and she writes for the LA Times. And she was talking to you about the creation of Comet Come to Me, the title piece from the album. The new album,
mm-hmm.
And you were talking about how that song came to be. Do you remember?
My Brightest Diamond. You know that? Know her?
Oh, I love her.
Band?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
She's an artist that we champion.
She wrote the melody and then the words, and we just sort of, you know, powwowed about our emotions, and so she came with that. But musically, they're just, I think, a music cyclical patterns, you know, to sort of chance you out, mantra you out. That's how it wasn't that deep a story, but yeah, I just sit with my machines and try to create sonic patterns, and we all come together. And
she's being very humble here. She's basically you're explaining actually the way that you approach music and writing.
Yeah, it's just series of patterns, and you layer things on top, and hopefully it creates interesting harmony. Or Jeben and Chris are all very involved with creating the textures and colors and. You just try to create something that you can, you know, feel lost in, you know, get lost in, you know.
Do it.
See, microphone.
And then also the repetitiveness of words.
Oh, yeah.
And
chants. It's very powerful. Chanting and mantras and prayers and all that and just, you know. Drawing the listener in, you know.
And the title, Comet Come to Me, is all the same five letters.
Yeah, all those letters are, yeah, Comet Come to Me.
Yeah.
You wanted that part, yeah.
No, I want the whole thing.
Okay.
I want more.
Yeah. But, no, I live with someone who has a puzzle mind, and they saw within that puzzle that all those, that has all the same letters. They just woke up one night and was like, Comet Come to Me, and it all has the same letters kind of thing.
Well, it's the name of the new album. It's the 11th studio album from Michelle and Diego Cello. We're going to head into our second set here.
Thank you. truth is hard to handle when it's gone. Let it go. I just don't want you no more. Guess what? I feel the same way. So let me go. Just let me go. Don't let your pain bring us all down. The truth is hard to handle.
Help, 'cause a friend is somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool. Some mistake your kindness for being a fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you still real close to this very day. And some you wish you never knew at all.
something you wish you never knew at all.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones you can't depend on. Friends, friends, before we go any further, let's be friends. Say you and your girlfriend were so tight. You took an hour with you and the guy one night. You even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared most of everything you own. She shook your hand, stole your man. It was done so quick, it has to be a plan. With friends like that, who needs enemies? With friends like that, who needs enemies? You kinda go to the people you meet, cause something that was under your eyes so creep. But nevertheless, I say it again, that these are the people that we call friends. Let's be friends. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, let's be friends.
So don't go out your way. Make a good day bad. So don't go out your way to make a good day bad. I should have tried like mine, but I did not lift a finger. I made a good day bad. I done a good day.
Thank you.